No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along. Captain Dennis, we are your crew today as we navigate the latest aviation news and information on Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Hopefully the holidays are treating you well so far. We've got through the worst of it, you know, that whole Black Friday weekend and all the crazy maniac shopping. Now we just settle into the holidays and kind of, you know, find a new lane. You know, are you with me on this, Dennis, or are you just pulling your hair out?
I'm done with Black Friday. I made the mistake of going out to Target at 5 o'clock on a Friday.
Got yourself a new TV, did you?
No, I actually had to go look for kitchen appliances this time.
Really? You know what I picked up? I got a new iPad so I can load it up with 4Flight, be ready for my flight training here at the beginning of the year.
Hey, this is progress.
It is.
Thinking about flight training.
I'm thinking about it. I'm buying stuff in order to prepare accordingly. You know, so a lot has happened since the last broadcast of Just Plane Radio. We have fast forwarded it. I went to Vegas. I took some plane rides, all kinds of crazy stuff. And I'm excited because things are shaping up well for me to finally get back into the groove and into the cockpit. Now, I hear all the snickering. Just shut up already. Just be quiet already. I'm serious. I'm going to learn how to fly an airplane. 2019 is going to be my year, Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
I said that last year, I think, probably.
Yeah, year before that.
Maybe. I might have. But this time, I mean it. This time, it's the truth. But I still got to wait for a few more things to come through. You know, Santa has to be pretty nice to me over the next few weeks. And if that goes well, I'm going to slide right into the cockpit head for the first of the year and start flying. Well, I do got a trip in January. Right after that, then. Yeah.
See? It's always something.
Yeah. There's something, but, I see that light.
Look at that equation. We need to make flying the priority, and the other stuff, well, I'll work it around that.
Well, okay.
Then we're on to something.
Yes, maybe. You sound like you keep going underwater. What the heck's going on over there?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
Maybe I want to go scuba diving, too.
He sounds like a techno beat, like boots and guts and boots and guts and boots and guts. You're kind of coming in and out on me a little bit like that. But it's kind of a cool effect, kind of EDM thing Dennis has going on, but we'll deal with it accordingly. All right, so I'm excited, you know, and I love the holidays. We're going to play a bunch of Christmas music today, too, to annoy everybody or, you know, put them in the mood. Well, it's one or the other, or maybe a combination of the two. And I kind of like that. This is my favorite time of the year in that regard, for sure. So we're going to have some fun with that. And like I said, I was just in Las Vegas for a big diving convention, talk and shop amongst a lot of my dive industry friends. Had to fly out there, of course, and experience some things in Vegas, you know, play tourist, all that stuff. Bought a timeshare, you know, told them to take it back the next day. Saw a few shows. I did the whole thing. But we had to fly out there. And as always, even on my commercial flights, once you become a private pilot, you kind of critique your the pilot in command of your plane now. And so I'm looking out the window once again. And when we land in Vegas, I'm thinking it's drier, you know, air. They have longer runways because it could be warmer and that kind of thing. And when we start our descent, and I'm watching, you know, the glide slope out the window, and I'm like, I don't know. He seems to be coming in kind of hot. He seems to be coming in kind of like, I think he might be coming in a little too fast. And sure enough, we kind of, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And I was like, oh, called it, yes. And everybody thought I was like complaining, you know, about the landing. I wasn't really complaining. I was just saying, I knew that's what was going to happen. You're going to slam. Yeah, we slammed in a little hard. And actually, the same thing happened on the return flight back to Orlando a week later. So I don't know.
Just you.
You think? I just have higher standards. I don't know. But I don't know. I could just see how we were coming in, and I don't know if we had a tailwind or. That's why maybe it seemed like we're coming in fast and too, it just looked like we're coming in flat. You know what I mean? Like coming in fast and flat. Does that make sense? You hear what I'm saying, Dennis, or no?
Yeah, it does. It is kind of hard to judge, though, from the back of the plane. I mean, you don't know what they have for a headwind.
Well, I was up front. I was flying first class. So,
oh, of course.
Yes, I did have a pretty good... view from the front of the airplane.
No, well, the real front of the airplane would be the captain's
seat.
Well, it would be,
but still, I'm just saying. And I could just see how we were coming in. I was like, it looks like we're coming in a little fast. And sure enough, we hit, kind of hard. Nothing that the plane couldn't take, obviously. But, it definitely wasn't a greaser. And so I don't know if they were just coming in too fast or, the glide slope was kind of... too narrow there or whatever, but
if they had gusty winds or whatever, that can really mess up. Everything's great, and you get a sudden gust of wind or a little low level turbulence.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, on either landing, it didn't seem like we had that. It seemed like we had perfect flying conditions from what I could tell. But it is what it is, and when you get out there to Las Vegas, it's much drier than what we have in Florida. And I don't know, does the humidity affect anything in that regard? I don't think it does it? It's not just the heat.
I mean, it technically it does. I mean, if it's a little bit more humid, the air is a little bit more dense. So potentially it could improve the takeoff performance slightly, but it's really a minor impact. If you look at the, aircraft performance charts, I mean, they do take it into account, but it's a real minor change.
Yeah. Well, and as far as temperature, it was pretty much the same. It was just drier out there in the West. So, that's what I was trying to think. I was like, well, I mean, we don't really need a longer runway here today because the air temperature is pretty cool for Las Vegas, or very similar to what we had in Orlando. So, it could have just been pilot error. We'll just chalk it up for that. Or that I just, I'm just getting good at this stuff.
Your standards are just too high, Greg.
Well, it could be. It could be that. But it's like, really, guys, I could have greased that better than you did. Come on! And then we leave, and they stand there at the, doorway and say, bye-bye.
Do we land or were we shot down?
No, I didn't make any smart-ass comments like I probably was thinking. But, they could have been, it was honest. Mistake, or I wouldn't even call it a mistake. It just, like I said, it wasn't a greased landing. That's all. It wasn't bad.
If you would have asked the crew too, the captain probably would have blamed the first officer for that landing.
As he should. It was like, we had a rowdy passenger back in first class, was like making a bunch of racket. Totally threw me off my game. I mean, I would have done the same thing for sure. But it was good. We went out there. I almost got on an airplane ride out to the Grand Canyon once I got in Las Vegas too. But I decided to hold off and maybe save that for a trip for you and I, Dennis. What do you think? Is that on your bucket list?
It is. That would be a fun trip to go on. Mm-hmm. Just the challenge of flying from Minnesota to Las Vegas. You've got a lot of terrain in the way. So, you have to, it'll take some really good flight planning to figure out, what's the best way to go around without having to cross, 14,000 foot peaks and things like that.
Yeah.
And I think I got a path worked out. I was looking into, the possibility of joining you out of DEMA and, that it's definitely an option. We go fly out to Casper, Wyoming, and then kind of come on the backside of the mountain range there. And it looks like it'd be a pretty doable flight. And about the most I'd have to go is about 10,000 feet.
Well, there you go. Well, here's a Las Vegas tourist tip for anyone right now. If you go out there, there's these people on the side of the streets that are trying to get you roped into buying a timeshare, right? And who wants to do that? Nobody. Nobody in their right mind would be suckered into such a program, except me. And so I went up to them, and actually they came up to me and said, hey, you want some free tickets, or we could give you a flight to the Grand Canyon? I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, I could sit around for 2 hours if they're going to fly me over the Grand Canyon in an airplane or a helicopter. I was like, this sounds like a pretty good deal. I'd pay 2 hours of my time for that to listen to some spiel, and I'm not going to buy any timeshare. So I did it. I ended up not doing the airplane ride. That was my option. Actually, it was a helicopter ride. We ended up getting show tickets for a big show out there, Terry Fader, the puppet guy. It was pretty good. And I said, well, I'll save the helicopter ride to the Grand Canyon for next time. But, of course, I ended up buying a timeshare. I really did. I got suckered in. He was like a Southern preacher. He had this whole shtick about him. So you got to be strong-willed to say no, or be like me and go back the next day and say, I was drunk. Here, take this back. I don't want it. Make sure you can get out of it so you don't get stuck with a timeshare you don't want. But you might get a free plane or helicopter ride to the Grand Canyon. We got more coming up on Just Plain Radio. Stay close. Learn from my mistakes.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Shall I begin the Christmas story?
Absolutely.
Don't be too bummed out. Christmas isn't even here yet. We're just getting closer. So there you go. This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, and Captain Dennis rounding out the crew today. All right, so we've covered our latest travel adventures, at least mine, in Las Vegas, and giving you a little tip to get a free helicopter ride to Grand Canyon. Just got to sit through one of those timeshare things and say no! But they will tempt you with such a plane ride or a helicopter ride for sitting through a 90-minute presentation. But just make sure you say no. But if you say yes, like me, also know you have 5 days legally to get out of it. And thank God for it, because I did. I can't believe I got suckered into that, Dennis. But
I can.
No, I'm a genius. You know this. I don't usually fall for such trivial, things like that. But
yeah, but it... shiny things in front of you.
What?
Yes, please.
Squirrel. Learn from my mistake and use it to your benefit. All right. So other things going on in the world of aviation. in a broader sense. The FAA has this, I don't know, what is it? It's like a safety suggestion of the month or something that they've been putting out. So for the month of November, you were telling me during the commercial break, what was the tip or what were they throwing out there for everybody to you know, be aware of? What was it?
Well, the topic of the month was what they call CFIT, controlled flight into terrain. Basically, okay, taking a perfectly good airplane and hitting the ground with it.
Mm, what you don't want to do.
No, you shouldn't. I mean, there's just no excuse for it anymore. You know, you would think with all the advances in avionics that we have in our cockpits nowadays, you know, synthetic vision, you know, terrain databases built into your airplane. How could somebody possibly run into the ground or an antenna or, you know, what have you?
Terrain, but yet it's still, terrain, yeah, terrain.
Pull up.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
But yet it still happens. And so, you know, the FAA has acknowledged that there's been quite a decrease in these events over the last 20 years, but it still happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wanted to bring this out as an area of emphasis for their aviation safety counselors to just remind pilots, that CFIT is still a problem and how to avoid it. But, you know, one of the interesting things is, you know, let me ask you this question. When do you think a pilot is most likely to inadvertently run into the ground? During the day or at night?
Okay. Well, I think the logical answer would be during a night. However, me being the genius that I am, I'm going to say during the day because there's more people flying during the day. And maybe you just get more at ease with just flying your day-to-day routes and you forget something and that creates a problem for you. So am I right?
Actually, you are.
Of course I am. Hello. Like I even had to ask.
They said up to 75% of the controlled flight into terrain accidents happen during daylight and a majority of them actually during visual conditions.
So it's more of a complacency kind of issue. And that makes sense to me because when you're doing a night flight, I mean, you're like zeroed in. Like this is something new. This is different. I don't fly at nighttime a lot. And you're going to be more
focused.
Night
flight carries its own risks too. I mean,
There's
you take off and, you know, if you're turning out, especially down in Florida where you're surrounded by a lot of lakes, you take off out of those lakes and it's dark and there's no moon. You might not have much of a horizon, so you could be setting yourself up for spatial disorientation, kind of that flying into a black hole with nothing around you, and you need to start trusting your instruments, which is why, you know, I highly recommend you practice frequently, maintain, you know, good set of skills for instruments, in fact, even have an instrument rating.
Well, I would agree with you on that. However, but I think what causes the problems for most people is this complacency. We hear it all the time. That you get comfortable in a particular route or, you know, just the routine. And you just like, I've done this a million times. You know, it's not going to be any different. And, you know, you end up inadvertently forgetting to check something off the list or whatever. And next thing you know, one problem compiles on another. The dominoes fall and you find yourself into a bad situation where at night or a more unique kind of things forces you to focus on what activity you're doing, you know? I mean, and so you're a little bit more focused if you have a problem because you think, well, I'm not used to doing this. I got to really zero in on, you know, as opposed to getting distracted on, you know, while you're doing something you've done 100 times before. I just think, and we've heard this many times from the experts before, so this kind of reaffirms that, I guess, right?
Right, and also something that, you know, a lot of people don't realize is that these controlled flight into terrain, one of the more significant occurrences is actually what they call a wire strike. So you're flying along and, you know, you're clipping the guy wire to some, you know, TV tower or maybe flying into a power line. You're coming in too low on a final approach and clip that power line at the end of the runway.
Mm-hmm.
That counts. Or flying low over a river because you're out, you know, showboating, or maybe you want to do a nice scenic flight along a river looking at the leaves, and oops, there's power lines, you know, that you didn't see. Those are all considered controlled flight into terrain. And
so
pilots need to be aware of minimum safe altitudes and why those altitudes are recommended.
Okay, so the FAA put out this little warning or just like reminder, hey, this is something we want you to think on for the month of November, is look out for terrain and don't get too complacent in that regard. But do they give you any other ideas or ways on how to avoid it other than just being aware of it or what?
Well, I mean, one of the leading causes of controlled flight in the terrain still remains flying visually and flying in, proceeding into instrument conditions that, you know, well, the weather doesn't look too bad, I'll just keep going, or, you know, scud running, and then you wind up forcing yourself lower and lower, and all of a sudden you've got no options left. So obviously being aware of the weather conditions and not getting yourself into that hole is a great way. But, you know, proper planning just, you know, makes a lot of sense. What resources are available to you? You know, do you have the sectionals? Have you looked over the route that you're going to be flying? What's around you? What do you have in the cockpit? You got 4Flight, because 4Flight's got a great obstacle database and it calls out. In my case, I've got my iPad synchronized up to the audio panel, so I actually get call outs for traffic and for terrain alerts. Mm-hmm. So it's if you're, you know, sitting there circling over somebody's house because you're taking pictures or showing, you know, friends the scenes as you're flying over, you know, maybe showing them the stadiums over downtown or something like that, and you get complacent, you get at least, you know, there's another set of eyes in the form of, you know, your avionics reminding you, hey, you know, there's a tower ahead or something
right.
like that.
But so if it was a tower or a wire or something like that, is it still going to go terrain? Terrain.
It will. It actually calls it out. If it's an obstacle in the database, it will actually call it out. And that's, you know, cell towers, radio towers, buildings.
See, I would want obviously. It to actually tell me what to look out for. Like, wire, idiot, there's a wire, you know, or there's a tower over there. But they're not that specific, are they, on those
not warnings? That specific. It's
it
just
should
terrain.
Be. It's coming, I'm sure. That'll be in the next upgrade of 4Flight. You mark my words. They keep coming up with new stuff. By the way, nice little gift for the aviator on your list. There you go. Upgrade your subscription to 4Flight. Get the 4Flight Plus, or, you know, get one for your aviation friend. Friendly aviation tip from your friends here at Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Dennis rounding out the crew. All right, so we are navigating the latest aviation news and information during the holidays, but you've been flying too, right, Dennis?
Just yeah, personally. I took advantage of the holidays to get some personal flying in for family.
Yeah. Were you dropping live turkeys out of your airplane or something?
No, that will save for you.
Oh, okay.
You're the guy from Cincinnati.
True. And it is a classic, so one of these days we'll recreate that magic. But until then, you just went up and just had some fun with family. Is that what it was?
Yeah, we had a couple little family commitments. Had to go visit my niece for her two-year birthday. And so instead of driving back and forth to Duluth from Minneapolis, we took the airplane and took my wife with. It was a great little trip and had a lot of fun.
Nice. Did you take the two-year-old up in the airplane too?
Well, we did a week later. My brother was down here, and his daughter is just fascinated with airplanes. And so I had him meet us up at the airport, and you should have seen the look on her face when we opened the hangar door and she saw the airplane sitting in there. She said, "Airplane." And she was just so excited. So then we put her in the plane and she was just giddy and, you know, ready to go. As soon as we took off, it was up, you know, and just that enthusiasm. So I'm pretty happy. I got to be her first ever pilot at age 2.
That's pretty sweet.
So yeah. The way I look at it, Greg, mm-hmm. We got 14 years before she can solo.
Right. And your point is?
Gauntlet is down. Do you think you can get your license by then? Because I'm putting my money on her.
Are you really?
Yeah. Oh, I think suck. We got a better odds of getting her license at the rate you're going.
No, that's not. I'll beat her. I think okay. I can beat her.
Well,
yeah, I told
the
you.
Challenge has been laid down.
I'm going to get back in the cockpit early next year. I believe it.
But you know, they are the next, the future of our industry.
Well, that's how you do
kids.
It. You turn
so
them on to it. Yeah.
Start them at age 2 and just keep feeding it.
Yeah. Well, I still have these pictures of my uncle. He was a pilot for American. I have these pictures of me waving out the window of like a 737, you know, looking like a big time pilot. I had the hat, the whole thing he let me wear. And here we are all these years later.
Yeah.
I'm still not a pilot, but I'm going to be. I'm a pilot in training perpetually.
You're a student pilot.
It counts, yeah.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Enough reindeer games. Back to the sky, boys. We need to shave 3 minutes off our flight time.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, a co-pilot. Happy holidays to you, along with Captain Dennis, rounding out the crew today. And it is a wonderful time of the year. I mean, I love it. Do you feel that too? Do you like the holidays, Dennis, or would you rather be up in your plane all to yourself and ignoring all the ruckus?
Wow, it's like you live here. Yes, I would much rather be in the airplane than dealing with the chaos in the mall parking lots and holiday music on permanent rewind.
You get that bird's eye view of all the Christmas lights. I mean,
exactly, and the Christmas traffic jams.
Yeah, that's right. You got to combine the two activities and make it work for you. Definitely, you can make it the best of both worlds. But, you know, a lot of crazy stuff is going on in the world of aviation. And, you know, we had all the bowls, over Thanksgiving weekend. There are a lot of stuff going on. And I saw that story, I know you did too, where they were using helicopters to prep the football field. Is that right?
Well, the Crimson Tide takes their game seriously, and so apparently the field was too wet to play on, so they brought in two helicopters to literally blow dry the field.
That is whacked.
Can you imagine?
But this isn't the first time this has happened, from what I
know. This has been used, you know, a number of times, but you know they do move a lot of air with those rotors, and so I suppose it's probably a fairly effective way to dry the field so you can, you know, have the game.
Why not? You throw that water off into the stands, make all the seats wet, but at least the field gets dry. And how would you like to have that gig? What are you doing today? I'm going to dry the football field with my heli. I'm like, what? That would be a good gig if you can get it. And I guess a couple pilots did.
Yeah, they had two helicopters in there. So not only, you know, are you working inside the confines of a stadium, but you're also not wanting to hit the other helicopter.
No, I would think that
definitely takes some talent.
Yeah, that's definitely, you wouldn't want to do that. But that's pretty interesting use of helicopters, and it would be fun too. But yeah, okay. So that's one thing. I guess they could have done drones, but they would have needed like 50 of them.
That was what I thought too. It's like, you know, wouldn't this be a natural task for, you know, a small fleet of drones, you know, like the Intel drones that they use at the air shows?
Yeah,
you know, just scale them up bigger, you know, they still create quite a bit of wind, and you could actually have them be autonomous. You wouldn't even have to do anything, just push the button, they all come out, hover and move in a line up and down the field, blowing, drying it.
Right.
Yeah
the field crew of drones. Hey, that could happen.
It might be
part of the future. I mean, these drones are taking over. And we do have some drone news beyond that speculation.
Well, and people are coming up with new and more creative uses of drones, so I would not be at all surprised if this becomes some sort of a commercial product at some point.
Well, there you go. And they're already using them, you know, in ways that affect everybody in a good way, believe it or not. Not just delivering pizza and beer and crap like that, that, you know, is bound to happen and is happening already in certain parts of the world. But there's a story about they delivered the first kidney or something via drone. Is that what it said?
University of Maryland was testing the viability of delivering actual human organs via drone. You know, they're concerned about the vibration and things like that, how that might affect the organ. And so they were doing some test flights and absolutely had no impact on the kidney. They tested before and after and appears to have had no negative impact. And so now they're looking at what the implications of this are. You know, you're time critical when you're harvesting an organ like that to be able to get it from the one person to the other. Mm-hmm. And now if you don't have to, you know, put it in an ambulance and chase through traffic and stoplights and everything to get it to the receiving hospital, you could put it in a drone, push the button, and it shows up on their heliport minutes later.
Yeah. I mean, that's really smart, but that's just one step to what's really going to happen in the future.
Well, then think of how that'll improve our life, you know?
Well, true, until the robots take over humankind and those, you know, kidney-delivering drones actually decide to just take kidneys out of unsuspecting tourists in Mexico and just, you know, laser them, open them up, grab the kidney, leave them, and then ship it back to some donor that's paid them, you know, for the drone. Yeah, that'll happen too, potentially. So there could be a dark side in the future. But for now, it sounds like it's all for the good. I love it. I guess I see this black cloud, you know, with the computers and the robots and everything taking over. I've watched too many Terminator movies over the years. You know what I'm saying, Dennis?
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. So
you and James Cameron have got way too many parallels here.
Well, maybe that is possible. All right. So there's that. But you were telling me that you think you have $1 million idea.
I do. And it came out of Black Friday, actually, of all things.
Okay. How so?
Well, I'm driving in the mall. And, you know, if you're like most mall parking lots, parking is a bear, you know, trying to find a spot. So you're driving down. Okay, I got a spot here, but is there one closer up ahead?
Right.
There ought to be a drone attached to the roof of your car that you can launch up to survey the parking lot ahead of you and find a spot. And even better yet, hover in that spot so that you can park and somebody else doesn't, you know, take it from the other direction.
Oh, I like that. Or if you're in traffic, your drone, like, take a look, see how long we're going to be in this.
How long is the wait and, you know, what's going on up ahead of you and, you know, have that tie into your movie map to suggest an alternate route.
Yeah.
But my wife had an even better extension to the idea. Her problem is coming out of the mall and trying to find your car.
True.
So you push the button on your remote, the drone comes up, little flashing light, and, you know, now nowhere to go find your car.
Aha.
So, hey, I'm not greedy. If you develop it, I just want a 5% commission. We can negotiate.
That's pretty good. But once again, looking at the dark side of this technology, you know, that parking lot scenario that you mentioned, I like it. But say, you know, you pull into the mall parking lot, you launch your drone to find a spot. It finds one to you right up front. But then there's that lag time between you getting to the spot where your drone found for your car, and you got to keep someone else from, you know, grabbing it before you, which is, that's where all the fights start, right? So you have to have your drone equipped with a flamethrower that will protect your spot with its life.
We've talked many times about these armed drones, yes. So maybe we need...
And then, like, you know, when some young punk tries to pull into your spot before you get there, you know, it takes him out and clears a path for your vehicle and you're good to go.
Sounds almost like a, you know, something out of RoboCop.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's, you know, the holidays brings us together. Those kind of things. And makes us a little annoyed sometimes with that. But, yeah, you know, solving potential problems, which God knows you have those at the mall. The drones could be
improving our quality of life at the same time, right?
Maybe, or at least just making it much more fun. I mean, the flamethrower thing, that would be a lot of fun. You know, or maybe
here in
just
Minnesota, they think it's just a defroster for your windshield.
Yes. Yeah, or you make it more festive in the drone, like chuck snowballs at, you know, passerbys or something. You know, something festive. You could decorate your drone for the holidays. Or something. Yeah, there's so many things you could do with them. Who knows what we'll be talking about, you know, 10 years from now with that. And they may have your idea. And, of course, you won't get any credit for it, and you'll still be as poor as you are
but
today.
But you heard it here first, so I've got everybody, all of our listeners will back me up when I have to go sue for my royalties.
Yes. Yeah, you'll sue, you'll lose, but you'll still be a pilot, and that's all that will matter. Now, were you out there looking for any stuff at the mall last weekend for yourself? As an aviator, or were you just focused on flying your plane, you think?
I did a little bit of shopping and was looking at some of the stuff that's out there, and it's still, I couldn't help but think of you when I see the drones on sale for $29.95.
Yes.
This has got Greg written all over it.
Well, I still got one on my shelf, one of those mini ones. The one you, that was probably last year you got it. for me.
Yeah, do you have the mini one with the camera built into it
now? No, I don't have any of those yet. You know, I kind of set those off to the side. I love playing with them and you know, flying these things, but I don't know. I'm not too keen to jump on the whole video bandwagon because they keep coming out with new ones like every week. It's insane.
It's just like GoPro. I mean, you buy one, and then the next thing you know, oh, it's this one does 4K, but at 120 hertz.
Exactly.
And now one's got motion capture and image stabilization. And okay, when do you stop?
Well, that actually is something I did get. I got a new GoPro last week. So I got the new GoPro 7, and I'm going on a big dive adventure in the Turks and Caicos. You know, and I flirted with the idea, should I get a drone and have that up there too? And then I'm like, gosh,
man, you got JF with his drone. He'll just,
that's true. They already have some on the boat. So there's always stuff to buy, but I need to save up for an airplane. That's what's next.
That's right.
More coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
So beautiful. It's like Christmas Day and I got all the presents I asked for.
I want to tell you what I didn't get for Christmas. The very thing I wanted the most. No island or peninsula or Christmas. If that's your guess, well, you're getting close. So close as you can put your finger on it. So far, my wishing just didn't do. I didn't get for Christmas what I wanted. A little more time with you. Yeah, a little more time with you.
Oh, that's nice.
A jingle bell chime and another word to rhyme and a little more time with you.
Well, you got it. I am Greg, your co-pilot, along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew here on Just Plain Radio, navigating the latest aviation news and information. And happy holidays to you. Hopefully, it's bright. You're having a good time. That's my hope for everybody on our passenger list today. So, look, Dennis, you've been doing some family stuff, as most people do during the holidays. And but Austin, your son, has just... Well, he's working, right? And he just got another certification, or he scheduled his next cert.
He's, He's scheduled his next certification. He's completed all of his training, and he is about to take his commercial multi-engine check ride.
Wow. So this means once he does this, he'll be able to go like work for one of the major airlines or what?
Well, not a major airline right away, because he still has to get to the 1,500 hours in order to get a restricted ATP. But he's on his way. He's now at a point, though, where he could start getting hired to start flying charter. Flying scenic passengers, you know, scenic flights, towing banners,
me,
hauling skydivers.
And people doesn't really matter if exactly. he has a problem.
But he can start flying professionally once he finishes this check ride. He will be a commercial rated pilot as well.
That is excellent. Congratulations to Austin. So he's been hunkered down quite a bit then.
Between his college, his regular college coursework, such as English and whatnot, he's also been doing, all of the aviation studies and flying.
So will he have that cert? Is he getting it scheduled before the end of the year? Is that the deal?
Yes. Now, he's hoping before Christmas to have the check ride done. They said that he will probably get it scheduled and have the examiner within like a week or two.
Well, how about that? Well, we'll follow his progress accordingly.
Just keep our fingers crossed for good weather. That's all.
Yes, absolutely. What else we have before we want to wrap it up today? This thing from Miami.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're looking for a Christmas present, here's a great opportunity.
I like this.
But we talked a few weeks back about Wings of Hope and their airplane raffle. Well, they're not the only ones that are raffling off airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
I came across this a few months back. The Miami, Oklahoma Police Department is auctioning off a Cessna 172.
Yeah, that's Miami, Oklahoma. When I first got this email from Dennis, I'm like, Miami? Why are they auctioning off a Cessna 172?
That was probably a drug confiscation.
Yeah, I was like, I bet it's loaded. It's probably...
literally.
Has a nice... Yeah. But it was... Yeah, it's Miami, Oklahoma. So you have to kind of dig a little deeper. And Miami, Oklahoma Police Department, what?
Just Google for Miami, Oklahoma police raffle or airplane raffle, and you'll find it. It'll come up under StubWire. But it's $50 to buy a ticket. All the proceeds go to support the Miami Police Department, Miami, Oklahoma.
Right.
But they're auctioning off the airplane, and I guess that they've announced the drawing date is going to be January 1st. So you could start your new year off right, Greg.
There you go.
$50. Mm-hmm. You got a chance to win. And you'll get a Cessna 172.
I kind of like the odds because they're limiting it to like 4,000 raffle tickets, and they got to buy three, get a discount kind of thing. And if you find out you don't want that particular plane, you can take a cash out settlement if you win as well. So the odds are pretty good.
Provide up to 10 hours of flight training. So, if you need to get checked out in it or need to finish up your license, they're providing up to 10 hours. But they do require a licensed pilot to fly it away from the airport.
Well, so. I would hope so. They're the police, even if it's Miami, Oklahoma. I didn't know there was Miami, Oklahoma until this. Did you?
No, I didn't either.
Well, there you go.
And so we all learned something today.
We did. And, getting a plane out of the deal and helping out the department in that neck of the woods is probably a good thing. Maybe we'll see more and more of this type of stuff. Because that other airplane...
It is a unique idea, right? You know?
I mean, that one you sent me before, well, who was that benefiting?
That was the Wings of Hope out of St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of air medical flights, both here in the U.S. for getting kids to and from their medical treatments at distant hospitals. And also they have a standing mission down in Belize where they're providing medical transportation for the natives, getting them from some of the outlying communities into the bigger city where the physicians are available.
Yeah. Well, you joke about Miami, Florida, confiscating a drug plane, but gosh, what a great idea that would be, wouldn't it? Take one of those things and flip it into a little contest to support the police department or something. God knows they probably have more than one that they could do that with Miami, Florida. I'm just guessing. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm just thinking back to the Tom Cruise movie American Made, and that Piper Aerostar that he was using to run merchandise from Nicaragua
right.
back to the U.S. in. And I'm sure that there was a lot of that. I bet if we talked to our friends in South Florida that used to run the air charter business, I'm sure he's got a lot of tales to tell of the back in the 80s.
Well, we know they listen. So there's your idea, guys. You let Oklahoma beat you to the punch there, but you could... you know, do this too, and maybe I don't know, maybe an offer up a nicer airplane than this 172A, which is the first model of 172 that was released, because this is a 1960 model. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, but and so they could get something newer, I bet, even.
Oh, I'm sure. But, I mean, a 172A model is going to be just fine for you to learn to fly into.
Yes. Well, I'll take whatever I can get at this point. And, you know, but I don't know. You got to fly down to Florida, and I don't know. We just got to get our travel schedules in sync here.
We're trying to work that out for Christmas. My employer actually kind of does a shutdown over the Christmas break.
Right.
So there's going to be a few days off. Austin's on semester break. My daughter will be out of school. So our plan here is to try to hit the road right after Christmas Day.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can make that happen.
Good weather.
Just got to hope for good weather. Exactly. All right. And on that note, we'll wrap it up for this week. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.